But what is the biggest takeaway from the game, maybe the biggest takeaway from the season in your mind? Want to take that, Paul?
Thank you.
What are you saying?
What's the biggest takeaway from the game, and maybe the biggest takeaway from the season?
I think, for the season, it shows how close we were to, to accomplishing what every team wants to accomplish at the beginning of OTAs, the beginning of camp, to make it this far is really special. But, you didn't just make the playoffs, just make the playoffs. Once you get in, you want it to be, a special, magical season. And obviously, the way the night ended, it wasn't magical at all.
You use this game as kind of maybe like a see where you are.
Well, it's hard to do that since the season's over now. Not Nick Matt making your question light or anything, but, as a team, we have a lot to improve on. I think we showed that a lot throughout the year. Inconsistent play on offense. At times, our defense struggled, but for the most part, carried our team. Our special teams, I think, were pretty good all year. But as an offense, I'll be the first one to say that we underachieved this year. And to make it this far, that's extremely promising. But we can't do that again in the 2018 season. We got to come out guns blazing. We have the firepower to do it. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Did you realize Marcus had injured a quad early? Mike was after the game. We didn't realize it.
You know, the thing is about Marcus, dude, is he the guy's he's going to fight to the very end. So, unless he literally cannot walk or cannot throw the ball, he's going to play in that game. I knew that. We came in at halftime. I saw he had his quad with a heat pack on it, and I asked him if he's all right. And the standard Marcus Mariota answer, he said, I'm fine. That guy's just, I can't say enough good things about that guy.
You guys had to be pumped when you had the 7-0 lead after the first quarter.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
You had to be pumped when you had the 7-0 lead after the first quarter.
Yeah.
They started to do some things, obviously, in the second quarter.
Some fine journalism.
Coming out, I didn't finish.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying.
I'm being an ass because I'm upset.
I know. I understand. I know. What changed, though? I guess is what did they do differently? Maybe to get.
I don't know, man. They did. They did a great job of managing the ball. I can only imagine what the time of possession was, back and forth. We had too many three and outs. We needed that one series we had where we kept the ball moving and doing that. That's the way we should have been playing all game, and it's nothing they did. It was self-inflicting wounds. I said earlier, there are two MEs that I had. ME stands for mental error, where, I had a miscommunication with Q, and I set out for a guy, leaving the end free, and they ran a game, which ended up in a sack. So, and then another one was we were five down and 59, acted like he dropped, so I went in to help the guys on the inside just to kind of clear out some piles and stuff like that, and he ended up coming, which is, it's a coffee house, so he drops back, pretends like he's not, and then he does come. So, for me, that's a very uncharacteristic of me as a player, and I mean, in big games like this, you can't play like that. So the only thing I can really talk about is how I played, and based off those two plays, I'm very disappointed.
Mike Mularkey was saying that this game boiled down to a lot more than just some questionable missed calls by the refs. Is it, in the moment, though, is it hard to not be kind of mad about that?
I mean, I've been mad about the refs all year. It's just been crazy, the things, the biasm that happens because we're the Titans, that, I think there's a thought that, because we're the Titans, we can't beat them, or we can't cover them like this, or we can't block them. It's just like, we're professionals too, what I'm saying? And but I think this game had a lot more to do than some questionable calls.
How do you measure up to that team, the standard bearer in the league?
Tonight, not very well. I think if we had another crack at it, we'd do a lot better. I really believe that. Like I said, some uncharacteristic mistakes by some key guys, and I can only speak to myself. But as a left tackle, when you have miscommunications and you think a guy drops and he doesn't, you go to help the other guys, and anytime you get Marcus hit, it's just the most frustrating thing in the world.
How much do you think Jack's loss factored into this?
Jack not playing, like getting hurt and coming out. Dennis. I think Dennis has proven to be one of those guys that can probably he could start in the NFL. I think the situation is being behind me and Jack is a unique one, but at the same time, I think he's a top, I guess, 64 tackle. There's 64 tackles in the league. He's a top 64 guy. And, he came in and he did his job for the most part. I haven't watched the film. I think he played well, but it's devastating to have a guy like Jack hurt. I mean, or we care about each other so much on the O-line. These guys are, you know, some of my best friends. I just want them, obviously I want all of us to be healthy and be successful. And it's just really sad to see him go down.